All right, let's hit the field.
All right.
Just wanted to talk, that's all.
It was the final game of the homestand, and the Yankees were going for the sweep against the Miami Marlins behind Marcus Stroman, who was making his third start of the season, and his second at Yankee Stadium. Anthony Volpe in the leadoff spot tonight for the first time this year. My recap, your reactions, coming up next. This is NYY Recaps.
Welcome to Yankee Stadium.
New York City.
Just when they thought I was out,
they pull me back in.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Drama at the stadium tonight. Yankees fell down 4-0 early, but somehow, some way, they end up bringing the winning run to the plate in the person of Aaron Judge in the ninth inning, and he failed to come through. But that snapped the Yankees' four-game winning streak, and unfortunately, the Yankees end the homestand on a low note, losing to the worst team in baseball. Fans of a certain age will remember David Weathers. There was a lot of talk about him tonight on the broadcast. Yankees traded for him midway through the 96 season, and he flat out stunk. He just was awful. But he somehow made the playoff roster and ended up getting some very big outs in the postseason, kind of a postseason hero. I remember at the parade, they were like, how does this guy pitch, you know, with a healthy arm? Apparently he had some issues with his elbow at the time. So today the Yankees faced off against his son, Ryan Weathers, and that kid can flat out pitch. Just flat out pitch. We saw him in spring training and he was nasty. 5.61 ERA in 170 career innings. But I think this might be his breakout year. Just positively nasty stuff. You know, it's a loss to the winning streak, but winning streaks are kind of like a storm. It's like a weather event. You know, you gather up all this energy, and then for a while, man, there's thunder and lightning. Branches are coming down, cows are flying. But eventually, the energy dissipates and the storm ends. And I felt like the energy in the stadium and with the Yankees was very flat early on tonight. And it actually surprised me that they were able to, you know, mount a rally late in the game, because for much of the game, it felt like the stadium was kind of out of it. It felt like the team was, you know, down early, kind of not feeling confident they could come back. But big hit from Soto late in the game. And then, you know, Anthony Volpe, a couple of big walks tonight. They made a game of it, but unfortunately came up a little bit short. Before we get to anything else, I wanted to thank everybody for 38,000 subscribers. Go ahead and join the community if you're new. It's free, and we are here after every single game. One of the new things this season is the Daily Voicemail Show, which I have quickly fallen in love with. It's kind of reinvigorated my morning routine. I love waking up, having my coffee, listening to you guys react to the game from the night before in the voicemails. A lot of you have expressed that I've become part of your Yankees routine. And to those of you who call in, you're now becoming part of mine. So thank you very much. Another common message, though, that has been coming in is that Anthony Volpe should be the leadoff man and that Gleyber Torres was pressing. And then tonight, Anthony Volpe was the leadoff man, and Boone said it was because Gleyber Torres was pressing. Gleyber was in the number five hole tonight. Didn't get any hits, but he did have a couple of walks. He's hitting 192. Volpe had a solid night. He was 1-for-3, couple of walks. He's still hitting 372. He did make a big error late in the game, throwing error, but overall, offensively, I thought he was fine. I thought he continued to have good at-bats, and in front of Juan Soto, going to get pitches to hit. So I was actually shocked that Stanton and Judge were both in the lineup today. With the series already won and a travel day tomorrow, you figured this would be the perfect time to give Judge or Stanton or both 2 days off. You know, get the legs rested. Like, that's what Boone would have done last year. But, you know, to his credit, to the team's credit, they went for it today. And not only was Stanton in the lineup, but he hit his fourth home run of the season. I also thought Waldo could be back in the lineup, even though there was a lefty on the mound. Three lefties in a row, 3 days on the bench for the Wizard. day off tomorrow. Now you're basically taking one of your hottest hitters and giving him the better part of a week off. And that's not ideal.
All right, let's go. Let's get it going.
Let's talk about the blow-by-blow. First two innings went quietly. Stroman put up zeros, but you could tell that he wasn't as precise as his previous outing. Just missing deep counts. And it seemed like he just couldn't put that string of great pitches together, you know? Like, he would go off on runs the first couple of outings, and it just seemed like every at-bat was a battle. So, not a surprise, he fell down early. Marlins got to him in the third inning. RBI single from Luis Arraez, who finally broke out. He had a couple of hits today, still only hitting 250. Three-run home run from Jake Berger. He ended up pitching five innings. He gave up four runs. Here's the big indicator. Four walks. That's more walks than he would typically have. He did have seven strikeouts. Command was just an issue. He came into the game with a 0.00 ERA. It's up to 2.12. Still looks good overall, but definitely a tough day at the office.
It stinks.
Let's see here. So Yankees got on the board with a home run from Giancarlo Stanton in the sixth inning. Opposite field shot into the right field seats. Nice piece of hitting.
Giancarlo Stanton rips one out.
Nice Stantonian blast.
Giancarlo Stanton hits it out.
Kind of a meatball, 94 miles an hour right down the middle. And nice level swing, and he knew it immediately. First ever home run against the Marlins, and that gave him a home run against all 30 Major League teams. Fourth home run of the season. OPS over 1,000 since he's flipped the switch the other day. Got to hand it to the man. He is off to a good start. Umpiring tonight was just awful again, as it has been most of the season. Lefties like Rizzo and Verdugo were getting garbage called on them all night long. Finally, Booney had enough, got himself tossed in the bottom of the seventh, first ejection of the season, first of many, I'm sure. Bottom eight, Volpe led off with a walk, and then Juan Soto ripped one into the right field corner. Volpe came around to score from first base. Nice base running by Volpe, really picking him up and putting him down. But that was it for the Yankees in terms of runs. Marlins got another one in the top of the ninth on a throwing error by Volpe. Tim Anderson was just in the Yankees' heads as a base runner all inning, and they paid super close attention to him, and he still ended up coming around to score anyway. So credit to him. Bottom nine, big walk from Anthony Volpe again to bring up Juan Soto. Juan Soto walked, as he does seemingly every game, and that brought things up for Aaron Judge, and he popped one to center field but stayed in the ballpark. Very harmless fly ball, and the Yankees fall 5-2.
Mission failed. We'll get them next time.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Gomez Jose says, is Judge still injured because, like, WTF? And John Compton says, this fan base has no faith. Judge will figure it out. I tend to agree with John Compton. Judge is too good. Judge is fine. Slow starts, they happen. I mean, it's been, what, a couple of weeks? How many times throughout the season are you going to have a couple of tough weeks? It happens. And, you know, Judge, he had that abbreviated spring training. I feel like he's just behind the eight ball a little bit. You know, maybe this day off will reset his mind and he'll come out swinging against the Guardians. But, you know, he could use a day off, I think, mentally. He's played every game so far, I believe, and hitting 178. So he's gotten his at-bats in. He should be rounding into form pretty soon. He ripped a double yesterday, but tonight just no such luck. Trevino had another tough night. He's hitting 0-56. Just horrible start for Trevino. He did throw a runner out tonight, but for the most part, he's looked bad on defense also. I have not been impressed with what I've seen so far this year from Trevino. Another guy who had an abbreviated spring training. He started late. So you see the averages, though. Volpe 372, Soto 360. If Judge can get it going, he's going to have lots of runners on for him. It's a good thing that Stanton has been swinging the bat well. 256, now four home runs. That leads the team. Rizzo had one nice piece of hitting tonight. Still hitting 245, yet to really get going. Torres, at some point he's going to break out, but he's just off to a tough start. Verdugo 0 for 4 again. I've seen a lot of soft contact, a lot of weak swings from Verdugo. I like his energy. I think he's going to be a decent asset. And I know he's had some good years where he's hit, 280, 290 as a contact guy. But I'm seeing a lot of soft contact right now. I haven't looked at his StatCast data, but I will. Hopefully he turns it around. Birdie 1 for 4, hitting 211. And, of course, Trevino 0 for 4. After Stroman, I thought Luke Weaver pitched pretty well. Victor Gonzalez made a really nice play on the mound, and Santana gave up a run. But that's the story of the Yankees evening. Let's take some of your comments. Yanni Molo says, now when Judge gets up to the plate, I expect an out. Well, statistically, you're probably right to expect an out, because even a great major league hitter is going to make an out 7 out of 10 times. Michael Rubio says, let's flip-flop Judge and Soto. Thanks for the dono. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that because I think that Soto getting on base in front of Judge, you saw it the other night when Judge homered, made it 2-0. I think Judge is going to make it 2-0 a lot of times this year with Soto hitting in front of him. Maybe 3-0 now with both Volpe and Soto hitting in front of him. And, Volpe's patience at the plate has been remarkable this year. I think he's going to walk a lot. I mean, you'll take a couple of walks and a hit from your leadoff man every single night of the week. OPS over 1,000. He leads the team. 1.041. Soto's at 1.008. James G says, Trevino has one hit. His average is one hit above zero.
My quantitative, my math specialist.
Appreciate that. Yanni says that Wells should be the everyday catcher and Cabrera your starting third baseman for the rest of the year. I agree with Wells. I think from what I've seen from him, I've at least seen a little bit of pop in the bat. Like, he's hit some balls hard. He hasn't had a lot of luck. He's hit some balls to the warning track, like to the opposite field that I think in the summer when it heats up might carry a little bit more. And lefty, lefty in Yankee Stadium is always preferable. Trevino, they love his defense, but like I said, just has not looked great on defense this year. I'm just seeing a lot of misfires. Dave Bonilla says, Juan Soto is the perfect Yankees player.
You're a smart motherfucker, that's right.
Christopher Sanchez says, Rizzo is starting to frustrate me. I understand that he's not the same player as he was during his time in Chicago, but he had a few plays that he should be capable of making at first base. Yeah, that's something that has not been talked about a lot. Definitely worth keeping an eye on. Early on this season, he's made a couple of errors at first base, and he's not typically a guy who makes a lot of errors at first base. I mean, he's a gold glove caliber first baseman, and he's had a tough start. Nathaniel Bressy says, Guardians 9-3. They aren't bad. They did, however, lose Shane Bieber for the season. Sam G says, Stroh is the new Monty. No run support in his starts. Seems that way so far. Jairus McClure says, Oswaldo, not in the lineup enough this series. I agree with you 100%.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Now, I know he doesn't hit lefties that well, but I remember him lining a ball, batting right-handed to left field the other night for a base hit. I think you got to play the hot hand. I'm somebody who believes in hot. I believe you can get hot. And I believe he was seeing the ball well. And now I'm not confident that when you put him back in there, he can maintain that. He might cool off. It's tough to go a week or, 4 or 5 days without seeing major league pitching and still hit it. Dave Paez says, is being out of the leadoff spot going to help Torres get going? I mean, I think he'll get going. I don't know if it's just going to be because of where he's hitting in the order. I just think he's going to get going because he's a good hitter. And at some point, he's going to get going. But I don't think he's going to be back in the leadoff spot. I think Volpe hitting in the leadoff spot tonight, going 1-for-3 with a couple of walks, takes a lot of pressure off of him. Takes a lot of pressure because, you know, you wonder, as a leadoff man, are you going to be able to get on base at the same clip that you were getting on when you were in the 7-hole? And tonight, he looked like the same guy. And if he's going to play like that, and I've heard some people describe him as an emerging superstar. If he's going to play like that, hell yeah. Leave him in the number one hole. You know, I could see, you know, he worked a really tough at bat. I could see that happening a lot of times this year where he walks and then Soto walks and then Judge gets up. And Judge got to start coming through. And I think he will in the very, very near future. Richard C. says, Volpe has had a lot of throwing errors and yet leads the league in war. Insane. It is interesting. The defensive metrics are still a mystery to me. I have trouble with any stat that I can't calculate on a napkin or, you know, real quickly on my phone. But, you know, when you start talking about, you know, range factor and all that stuff, you lose me. I just got to look at, just show me the end number. And I'll trust you. Maybe we shouldn't. Old World New York says, good thing we didn't trade for Shane Bieber.
Absolutely. Hey.
L. Chad R.D. says, Judge to first base and Jason center field. Well, kind of early be making that prediction. Although I could see Judge at some point moving to first base. You remember after he signed that contract last year, when he came into spring training, one of the first things he did was take throws at first base. So, I mean, he's a big target. We'll see if he can pick it. But he's definitely got the wingspan. You want a tall first baseman for sure. Got somebody in the chat wanting to trade Aaron Judge.
He must be the stupidest son of a bitch alive.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and wrap it up. Take a few more questions.
I got to get out of here.
Jason Thomas says, watch Judge belt 5 home runs against Cleveland. High probability that if he gets hot, he can do it. He's that good. He had 2 3 homer games last year. He'll be fine. Let's cut him some slack.
Game over, man.
Tough night for the Yanks. Reminder to like and subscribe. Thank you for 38,000. And call in to the voicemail. We're going to do a voicemail show after every game. That's the plan. As long as I got voicemails, I don't always have them. Sometimes you get like one or two and you can't hear what they're saying. So I got to dip into ones from previous days, but keep them coming and we'll be able to do that show every single day. Let's make it happen. Let's make it big enough that it has to happen and that it never stops. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a good evening.